Hello and welcome to IndieInterviews.com, part of the IndieFeed.com network, a weekly radio show where we interview independent musicians to get their perspective on their music, their history, and the world around their art. On this show, your host Garrison Reed sits down with all three members of The Greats. They discuss their experience at South by Southwest this year, a possibly controversial concert approach, and getting in the type of trouble that makes you feel better for doing something wrong.
Film teasing. We've got a slingshot now.
Yeah, there's going to be some slingshot films coming up soon. I bought a slingshot at a truck stop for $5.99, and it could be the purchase of my life. They're illegal in Australia. I'm so excited to get back there and brag to all my friends about it.
Australian three-piece released the EP, The Ouch, The Touch, a little over a year ago. Since then, the band has been touring, playing massive festivals and gigs throughout Australia. Here's a snippet of 19-2020 from the band's upcoming full-length, Gravity Won't Get You High, out this week in Australia. Finished a two-week tour with We Are Scientists and have returned to Australia, where they'll be doing a continent-wide tour in support of the band's upcoming record.
You guys I guess it's pretty clear that since just coming out of South by Southwest, that's going to be the first question. How would you describe your experience at South by Southwest?
A once-a-year experience. an annual extravaganza.
Yeah, it was a blast. We had to see heaps of bands and drink heaps of beers. And walk in the street with thousands of people, and it's so funny.
And not have to wait in line to go to the toilets, because we had a hotel this time around which was really close. Yeah, that was
And we just
great.
Run back to the hotel to go to the toilet.
Mm. There was lots of, that killed me.
And we waited in heaps of lines to get into things, and then just would ditch them. Like, after an hour, you'd think,
Yeah, I'm not getting in.
Yeah.
And then bitches will try to get in front of you in the line.
Yeah, and then say, oh, my friend's just waiting in front.
Like, yeah, actually, this girl came up and she opened the line. She was like, oh, my best friend's just on the inside. And I was like, really? Because my best friend's just on the inside, and so's his, and so's her. So we're all trying to get to our best friend, too. And she was like, oh, yeah, I understand. And I was like, well, we've been waiting in the line for 25 minutes, and you've just walked in front. And she was like, oh, I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like.
And then we ditched the line in, 20 minutes, and she just took our place.
Yeah. And she was just going, oh, yeah, I know. And then just sort of went, And, just really passively pushed in front. People would get killed for doing stuff like that, really, I'd imagine, if it wasn't such a happy place. After waiting in so many lines, it's really frustrating when people just come and stand in front of you. But that didn't actually bother us. That was really fun because none of us had best friends waiting on the inside. We just lied.
I think they shouldn't even have lies. Lines. I think everyone should just go and crowd around the entry and just push their way to the front. And
the strongest get to the front.
And then the weakest, feeblest people just don't even get to get in. Because they don't really deserve to anyway. They got no guts.
No, what it does is it encourages
people
people to get tougher.
Yeah,
look a bit more like Josh Homme.
Yeah,
if that's what happened, you would have more men in bands what look really tough, because they just know that that's what they got to do to survive. They'd go to a few South by Southwest and really start bulking up. I wonder if it's to stop fights, but surely you just go, nah, strongest win. Or
sign on the door. Sign on the door of every venue, strongest get in first, and then you just know what you're in for.
But if some weak people did wait and they got up to the front, yeah, I'm sure that there'd be a lot of weak people that got in that were prompt. But if you're weak, be prompt. If you're strong.
Yeah, the weak people just get there early.
Yeah, they do. They just get there
weeks,
early.
Weeks get in early. Strongs to the front line.
I'm well aware of it these days.
I was going to ask about all the web movies. All the little... Would you call them skits? Not even. Yeah, they're just like... Just little captions.
Yeah. We just put some more. We're trying to get more of them up. But last time we tried to upload them, something was going crazy and it didn't happen.
And then it wrecked all our Mice SQL stuff. Oh, and then our site got wrecked because it thought I was trying to hack in or something.
Yeah, it thought we were trying to hack rather than upload things.
We just take them with the...
The camera.
Just the normal camera.
Yeah, they're fun.
Digital camera.
So there's no audio. Yeah.
Some have audio and some don't. But the ones without audio are just a mistake. I didn't encode them properly.
Yeah.
Just whenever you have a moment on tour, or just to sit and say, oh, this would be funny, or...
No, it's just usually...
It's just us doing it.
None of it's planned. It's just what ends up getting filmed.
Because we film lots of stuff. We've got, like, about 30 hours just of crap of us in the car, on the John's camera. Because we just film it ourselves for fun, because what else are you going to do in this life?
Yeah, film teasing. We've got a slingshot now.
Yeah, there's going to be some slingshot films coming up soon. I bought a slingshot at a truck stop for $5.99, and it could be the purchase of my life. They're illegal in Australia. I'm so excited to get back there and, like, brag to all my friends about it.
Look at this. Patience got shot with a Cadbury cream egg at close range today.
Yeah, it hit me in the thigh.
And you went, ow, and Joseph said, didn't hurt.
I wasn't paying attention. I just was thinking.
You were thinking of the pain.
I know, I just thought, if I get spider veins there, oh no. One time I really bashed the hell out of my leg with the tambourine and had this mother bruise. And I was there for a couple of days and started turning yellow. I could see these little spider veins forming, like, under the surface, and I was like, oh. And now the vein's gone away, I just have this patch of spider veins from where I bashed my leg. I know, on my thigh, it makes me look like an old woman.
Yeah, that's what, like old grandma
says. I'm 22! Oh, what's this? Wearing your togs. Oh, nice big bunch of spider veins. You slammed your leg with a tambourine. And that's the first thing I thought. I'm such a vain bitch. I was like, ah, Cadbury cream egg to the leg. Oh, if I got some spider veins. Oh, shitty.
I said, higher! Higher! Just for love, if you know what I mean. I said, higher! Higher! I'm what you desire! Desire! I'm gonna take you higher! Higher! Your car like a hot machine. I said, higher, higher, just for love, if you know what I mean. I said, higher, higher, I'm what you desire, desire, I'm gonna take you higher.
On tour, how is the dynamics with two girls and a guy? Is it
lots of crying?
Yeah.
Lots of poking for me.
Yeah, John and, likes to poke.
And,
lots of fussing over John.
Yeah, I got looked after pretty good. Because, you know, that's Neil Young's song, A Man Needs a Maid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean you got looked after pretty good?
I get two maids all of the time.
Why did we look after you?
All the time. You, like, do my washing and stuff sometimes.
Pick up his shit.
Pick up my stuff. I get looked after pretty good.
Not this morning. No, everyone.
I got a lemon drink this morning from you.
You did, but remember, then you drank both of my... You had to sip from my lemon drink and your lemon drink, and I was like, I don't want to get sick, this is why I have this mask. So I can sit in the band room and, like, do things but not get John or Conan's or Scarring sick. I've shielded myself. And then this guy came in and was like... Whoops.
This guy was like, whoops.
I was like, whoops. Didn't realise that this was the greats room. Everyone's wearing towels.
Oh, was it?
And then, Yeah, yeah, and I said it was just not being sick. But, oh, yeah, no, this morning I got pretty harsh, and you remember? You left an empty bottle up there, you just had an empty bottle, and I was like, whoa, what are you doing? And you were like, oh, leaving this empty bottle on the bench, and I was like, no, and then you put it in the bin, and then I was like, so, who's going to clean up that sticky lemon juice mess?
Oh, yeah, no, and then
you had to clean it up.
I get bossed around and
ends. then when he took two sips of my drinks, he was like, and I was like, I need another one. And then John squeezed the other one. Yeah.
So it's both.
And then,
it's
and
both
then, and
like,
then...
I'm the butch and the bitch.
Yeah, that was before Alana was away, because she's really sick.
I read that you had gotten some trouble with sharing your record to people already.
Really?
I read that online about someone had...
Yeah, someone put online that you got in trouble for giving a record to them, like...
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
No, I didn't get in that much trouble. It was okay. Got a little bit of trouble. But that kind of trouble where it makes you feel even better about doing something wrong. Because it's that kind of trouble what doesn't make you fearful. Like, where you don't really get punished, but you get... You know, it's... Makes, you know when you do something a little bit bad... And it's kind of justified with the amount of trouble you get in.
Yeah.
Because you know it can't be that bad. Because you're like, if it was really serious, I would have got a belting.
Who wrote that it got in trouble?
I don't know. It was online. I just read it somewhere.
On a website or on our website?
No, on somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Rolling Stone.
Ah.
What? Rolling Stone said I got in trouble?
Yeah.
There's no privacy in Australia. I did brag to a few people I got in trouble. I didn't mean
but
it
you
like
didn't actually get in trouble.
I didn't actually really get in trouble. I like that. I'm gonna stop that rumor now. No, I'm not. You can play that either way.
Well, I don't even remember what the question was. You had gotten some trouble, so you had actually just sent it to Vinley and.
No! I had the privilege of being able to sing a song with him. We met him last year at the Australian Barbecue at South by Southwest, which was brilliant. It's really, oh man, last year's Australian Barbecue was one of the funnest days of my life. Everyone was there, and you don't get to, like, there was all these people there that we don't even get to meet in Australia because they're of like a totally different caliber to us, like. You know, Missy Higgins in Australia, or Ben Lee, you know, and who?
John Butler Trio.
John Butler Trio. And who else? The heaps of people. Just lots of bands that we hadn't seen. People that we couldn't have ever talked to in Australia. Oh, and Holly Throsby was there. Yeah, it was great. And there was just really good food, and there was free Coopers, which is a really good Australian beer, by the way. Really delicious. And, oh, it was a blast. This year when we got there, though, we got there too late and they'd run out of food.
They'd run out of beer, too.
They'd run out of beer and they'd run out of food. So we were like, Australian barbecue, you've let me down.
The only drink that there was there was caffeine-free diet Pepsi.
Boring! Really?
Thanks for listening to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly podcast where we interview independent musicians. More information about our guests today, The Greats, can be found on their website, thegreats.com. Music samples in the show are from their 2005 EP, The Ouch, The Touch, available now on Cherry Tree Records. For information on the EP and the upcoming Greats release, visit thegreats.com. For more information, including a transcription to this interview, please visit IndieInterviews.com. For feedback on this podcast and the materials used in its production, send your thoughts to indieinterviews@indieinterviews.com. Thanks again, and see you next week. For you.